It was a month since Gina had met Verini in Albertini's, and she was becoming a fixture in his life. She had made sure of this, and it was not so hard with most men. You flattered them, made them feel important, and then backed it up with your body. All the wiles of Gina's younger days were coming back to her, when she used to sit on the tenement steps and pretend she was a film star, tossing back her long black hair whenever a good-looking boy went past. Even so, it had taken a month of favours for Gina to persuade Verini to talk to Don Franchini. His fear had been an obstacle, but he had weakened, then crumbled, when they began to share a bed. "Sophia would understand, and she would approve," Gina whispered in Verini's ear that first night. "She wouldn't want you to be alone. We all have needs, and we can comfort each other. Let me comfort you, Verini."